The lawsuit was filed by Equity and Athletics Incorporated. The judges rejected the group's claim that what JMU did violated the equal protection rights of male athletes by failing to consider the fact that more men than women want to participate in sports.
What we're challenging is a three-part test, and that basically says you have to have enrollment in athletics proportional, or you've got to have a history of adding teams for the statistically underrepresented gender. Third, you have to fully accommodate the statistically underrepresented gender. For example, you would add soccer for women, but not for men.
Larry Joseph, an attorney for Equity and Athletics, feels there are ample grounds for appeal, noting that the panel only ruled on two of three contentions they made.
That's a compelling reason for either the Court of Appeals or for the Supreme Court to take up a case.
John Ogle, WCVE News.